When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheek?
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Ugh. Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Just some of the questions there plaguing Ed Sheeran. Well, I think Ed Sheeran might have a few more pressing questions on his hands now than to ruminate about whether someone's mouth will still remember the taste of his love, which quite frankly is rather a noxious concept. Ed Sheeran has been sued $20 million because he's apparently ripped off a song which has been sang by the X Factor winner, Matt Cardle. But he's not the one doing the suing. The suing has been done by these two songwriters. Martin Harrington and Thomas Leonard are the songwriters who wrote the Matt Cardle song, which is called Amazing. So here's a little bit of the song.
How did you find me? It came out of nowhere like me. It's kind of amazing how you found me through all the noise somehow.
The people who wrote that song are claiming this Ed Sheeran song has ripped that song off. But I mean, listening to that song, to me, it's just four basic chords, C, G, A, F. Time and time again, we hear songs like that. That sounds just so derivative of so many other songs. Like, you thought, if you're going to bring a case against someone for ripping your song off, you'd think, oh, well, the song's presumably going to be something a little bit different, something a bit novel that we've never heard before. That song sounds like every other pop song that's been... You could hear that kind of song over and over again in this chart. There are just so many pop songs that sound identical to that.
Na da 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 da.
It just sounds so obvious, cliche, generic, absolutely most generic cliche song. And then they have the audacity, when someone else writes a generic cliche song, say, no, your generic cliche song sounds very similar to my generic cliche song. Well, of course it does, because it's a generic cliche song following the same formula that's been followed for years. You can't suddenly sue someone because you're following the same formula that they happen to follow a year later.
How did you find me? Came out of nowhere like me. It's kind of amazing how you found me through all the noise somehow.
Anyway, let's hear the Ed Sheeran song and we shall compare and contrast.
So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes. You won't ever be alone. Wait for me to come home.
I mean, yeah, I think it's safe to say that both songs sound very similar. They're not identical. But this is the problem. We're dealing in a world here where people are making generic music. These songwriters have made generic cliche bilge. And then they have the audacity to say, oh, your generic cliché bilge sounds a little bit like my generic cliché bilge. Well, of course, it's like saying your shit smells a little bit like my shit. Yeah, it will do. I mean, in fairness to Ed Sheeran, I would say that the Ed Sheeran song sounds like a marked improvement over the first one. I just find that's a bit of a weird way to go, because, of course, there's been other cases like this where people have been sued. Pharrell Williams, Robin Thicke, Pharrell Williams, Blurred Lines. Apparently sounds like this.
Water,
there's a similar kind of feel to it, I would say. Similar feel, but I mean, but is that enough to sue someone over? I mean, this, I mean, imagine that if bands in the 60s and the 70s weren't allowed to sound like each other. Like, oh, sorry, Hollies, you sound a bit like the Beatles there, and vice versa. Oh, sorry, Rolling Stones, you sound, that song sounds a little bit like the Beatles. The Beatles started off doing sort of 1950s rock and roll songs and things like this. Where do you draw the line? Blurred lines, indeed. Let's just see when that Marvin Gaye song was released. Oh, that's brilliant. It was released in 1977, and apparently the song was released because there was a request from Marvin Gaye's record label that he should go into disco music, and he should start have a more disco music-orientated sound. Well, what is behind disco music? It's that feel. It's the exact feel that Marvin, that song has encapsulated. The exact same feel that Pharrell Williams and Robin Thicke have got from that song. So all it is it's creating a feel. It's creating an identity. It's a stylistic thing. So it seems a little bit ironic that then Marvin Gaye's estate goes, right, now we're going to actually sue Pharrell Williams and Robin Thicke for doing essentially what we did in 1977. Blatantly took a style of music, said that's what disco sounds like, bum 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 bum, did that. It's like a 4-4 beat. It's got a bit of a crowd going woo woo, that kind of thing. It's got that. Pharrell Williams and Robin Thicke did exactly the same. All they're doing is stylistic recreation. That's what music, that's what happens in music all the time. Are we saying that stylistic recreation isn't allowed now? Anyway, that song was released in 1977. If you want to be picky, in 1968, so 9 years before, Spirit, the band Spirit, released a song called Fresh Garbage. I would argue sounds more like the Marvin Gaye song than Blurred Lines. Oh, notice the funky bass there. Notice as well the sound of the crowds going, way, yeah, like cheering in the background. Little. Now, I'm not saying it sounds identical by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just saying that surely you can see that in any song there are similarities. For a start, it's got that kind of bass thing. It's got that slightly sound behind it, like the cowbell. It's got that, hey, hey, the sort of the crowds. It's got that very similar feel. The one that really got me, a couple of years ago, I think it was now, was that Sam Smith song, Stay With Me, which I shall play it now.
Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I need. This ain't
not a bad song. This is another court case. Tom Petty was rewarded a songwriting credit for the Sam Smith song. Not because Sam Smith said, oh, the song inspired me, Tom Petty's song I Won't Back Down inspired me, but because Tom Petty insisted that the song, Sam Smith's song, sounded exactly like his song, or sounded enough like his song for him to get a songwriting credit. I think that's a little bit... Tom Petty, he's very petty, clearly, because it doesn't sound anything like Sam Smith's Stay With Me. Da, 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 won't you stay with me? It's just, it's two notes. Stay with me. Doorbells do that. Ding dong, ding dong. Oh, hang on. Who's that at the door? Ding dong. Oh, bloody hell, it's Tom Petty. I'm suing you. What? Your doorbell sounds like my song. Absolutely ridiculous. A dead ringer. I'm sure we could find another song that sound that was released before Tom Petty that goes da da da.
He's so fine.
Do-lang, do-lang, do-lang.
Wish he were mine.
Do-lang, do-lang, do-lang.
That handsome boy with the
hair.
One with the wavy hair. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but I'm gonna make him mine.
So there, that's the Chiffons, of course. This is a high profile copyright infringement case. George Harrison was sued because that apparently sounds like My Sweet Lord.
My sweet Lord. My Lord. My Lord. I really want to see you. Really want to be with you.
I can't believe they got away with it. It doesn't sound anything like it. I mean, there's da 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 That's it.
Well, it's just, that's music.
Da, 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 da. How far do you go? Da, 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 da. Take my breath away. Da, da, da. Oh, let's sue them. That's three notes there. Da, 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 da. The Marseillaise. There. They've ripped off the French national anthem. Right, come on, France. Sue them. Judge George Harrison, the chiffons. And who sang Take My Breath Away? Was it, Da, 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 Berlin. Da da da. So there you go, so they're going down. I should start representing people. That's it, so the entirety of France now are going to sue Berlin. My goodness, France versus Berlin. That's the title of this dollop, I think. France versus Berlin versus George Harrison versus the chiffons. We're going to be in a situation where all pop songs start sounding like weird serialist compositions. You just imagine being in a meeting with a pop singer or something. Right, we've written you a song. Yeah, it's your typical love song. So it's called I Love You. Oh, I Love You. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, yeah. I Love You. Yeah, that's the chorus. I Love You. I Love You. Do You Love Me Too? Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, brilliant. Yeah, I could do that. I can do that. Yeah, it sounds... sounds good. Yeah. We're going to go for a little bit of a different melody, actually, to usual. Yeah, we just had a bit of a chat with our legal team. You know, what's been going on with Ed Sheeran and people like that recently. We thought we'd best go for a different approach. So I'm just going to sing the melody for you. I love you. I love you. Do you love me too? Ooh, ooh, ooh. You got that? What? No, I haven't got that at all. What are you doing? I can't sing that. I know it's not your usual style. It's not your usual style, I accept that, but we really need to start doing stuff differently. You know, we can't do another song with the same four chords and the same sort of melodies. You know, we're going to get sued if we keep doing that, you know. All songs are going to have to start sounding different, and we're leading the way on this. And the great thing is, once everybody else starts doing it, we can start suing them. I mean, I've got to play the guitar to that. How am I going to play the guitar to that? I mean, I can only play four chords on the guitar. How am I going to play the guitar to that? I can't go, oh, I love you. Oh, and play the same chords, C, G, A, F. You know, I've done that for years. I've never been sued. I know, but times are changing, mate. But don't worry about not being able to play the chords. We thought about that. Easy guitar, mate. Give your guitar a bit of a strum. The heck, that's completely out of tune. Exactly. So there you go. Play the same chords as you usually do, and it'll sound completely different. Go on, do your usual C, G, A, F. Oh, okay. Brilliant. Oh, it sounds hideous. Well, yeah, well, I know it doesn't sound quite as good, but, you know, this is what we've got to do now. We've got to err on the side of caution, really. We, you know, we don't want any expensive lawsuits. So can you just strum those three or four chords and try the melody? Okay, melody. I love you. I love you. Do you love me too? Something like that, yeah. I mean, to be honest, it doesn't really matter if you get it wrong, because it sounds nothing like anything else anyway, so, yeah. So, are you ready to go in the recording studio, and let's give it a go? And then you know what's going to happen, a couple of years later. Yeah, we've got a bit of a problem. You know that song you wrote, I Love You? Well, we've had a law case brought against us. What? What do you mean? Apparently it sounds very similar to... Well, hang on a second, it sounds very similar. You said it sounds completely different to anything you've heard before. It sounds the most ridiculous thing. I was going, boo, 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 boo. And now you're telling me I've been sued because the song sounds like something else. What the hell does it sound like? We got a phone call today from the estate of Marcel Duchamp. Marcel Duchamp, the French aleatoric composer. In 1913, he wrote a piece of music based entirely on the rolls of a dice. And apparently your song sounds quite a lot like it. And I have to say, actually, listening to it, it does sound quite uncanny. And then what's going to happen? A couple of years later, Marcel Duchamp, his estate, is sued because the dice manufacturers suddenly find out about this. And they say, well, we were the dice manufacturers. Technically, it's not your song, it's our song. You know, you rolled the dice. You didn't actually do any work. So then the dice manufacturers managed to sue Marcel Duchamp. I mean, the whole thing is just going to get ridiculous. What I'm trying to say is this going to set a precedent? Thank you very much for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with Dollop 106. Oh, hang on a minute. Michael Wackington, you are quite right, my friend. You identified the quarp correctly. It was the Southie Green Quarp. Well done to you. Your prize is a battered, broken, out-of-tune guitar.